Hi and welcome to Ask the Allergy Coach. My name is Nina and I'm the founder of the Eat Allergy Safe podcast and blog. And I am also an allergy coach. I'm a grown-up allergy kid and now I'm answering your questions that you send in all about living with allergies. So today's question is all about figuring out what's wrong. The question is, when you do an elimination diet, is there a delay in your stomach getting better? It took me over a month off the foods for my joint pain to subside, but I'm still getting stomach aches nearly every day, usually right after I eat. But it doesn't seem to matter much what I eat that I can tell. It happens after every meal of a reasonable size. I've been totally free of intolerant foods since early September. Does it just take a while for the stomach to heal, or am I missing something? Well, all bodies are different, so there might be a delay. It really depends on your body. For me, I get a stomach ache when I eat the things I'm intolerant to. So gluten, wheat, and I'm not sure about cow's milk yet, but definitely gluten and wheat I'm intolerant to, and I do get a stomach ache. However, for me, when I stop eating the things I'm intolerant to, my stomach gets better. Sometimes my bloating takes a little while, but the pain does go away once it's all digested and processed. It's good that your joint pain has subsided. I would like to ask, have you been keeping a food and symptom diary? Because I don't know what your intolerances are, but there might be something else that's causing a problem. What you could do is, and actually what I would suggest is, keep a food and symptom diary for the next 2 weeks. Do not change anything. Record everything that you eat. And this will take some commitment. You will need to record everything you eat, everything you do, basically. You know, your wake-up times, your go-to-bed times, how your mood is as well, because food does affect mood. And we're finding more and more that there are, well, that one's own ability to concentrate and their ability to be rational is linked to sleep and food. So for the next 2 weeks, record everything that you eat, feel, do, sleeping, waking times, everything. When your stomach hurts, the time it hurts, everything you drink, and that means including, you know, what you cook the food in, if it's oil or butter, if you're drinking a coffee, are you having milk and sugar, how much sugar. It really will be a commitment, but if you're committed to sorting out what's making your stomach hurt, then do it. Then, and actually I would suggest reviewing your diary by looking at it maybe every couple days or after each day, figure out what happened. At the end of the week, do another sit down and take some time for yourself to look at, are there any correlations between the stomach aches and what you're eating? Do this for 2 weeks. Then, after those 2 weeks, you might be able to figure out what's going on, or you might have an idea. The next thing is also to go to a nutritionist, a dietitian, or your doctor and take the diary with you. It will help them help you. Because if you're saying you're getting stomach aches, they can't really do anything, and sometimes they don't listen or they don't understand until you've got something a bit more concrete. So something they can see. For more information and a really great diary is go look at thefooddiary.co. A lady called Laura, who came on the podcast on 18th of June, was talking about all about her food diary that she created to help her figure out what was causing her aches and pains and stomach aches and just feeling really horrid. And she helped. Used it when she was diagnosed with celiac disease. So I would do that. You could get more testing, but if you're still having stomach aches, it's not normal to have stomach aches. You could also try reducing the size of your meal as well and just see, maybe eating small meals, but try one thing at a time to see what the effect is. Do it for a week, 2 weeks, and record that so that you can see what's going on. If you change too much at the same time, you won't be able to know what's going on and what effect it has. So treat yourself like a science experiment, basically. And it sounds a bit strange, but it's the only way to do it when it comes to allergies and intolerances sometimes. You don't know what's wrong, so you just have to try. Trial and error, and just see how you get on. So if you have any more questions, do get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to help. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And remember, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer, make sure you go to the contact page on the eatallergysafe.com website and send me your question. Tell me a little bit about yourself and then ask fire away with your question. If you would like to have one-on-one coaching with me, please go to eatallergysafe.com/coaching for more information and also to book your free consultation. That's eatallergysafe.com/coaching.